This audio is brought to you by MuslimCentral.com.
Assalamu alaikum, Shaykh.
Wa alaikum assalam wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.
Now that we have the holiday season, you know, I actually received this question multiple times from many people, both brothers and sisters. They're asking about what do we do when we are in a work environment that they have Christmas parties. And, you know, sometimes it feels like it's an obligatory on them, or there's some type of pressure that you really have to, if you want to make your way through this work, you have to really participate in these social gatherings, and especially, you know, Christmas parties and things like that.
طيب بسم الله الحمد لله صلى الله رسول الله. There is no doubt, Sheikh, that the social coherence inside any company is an element of success. That's why companies care so much about your social skills, how much you connect with the team, you work with mm-hmm. people, you fit in the group. So this is something companies consider it, even not for a raise, but also for the person to renew their contract and stuff like that. If there is firing or layoff, will be the person who can't fit in the team will be the first one to leave. So definitely it has a weight when it comes to advantage and disadvantage and how important for me. But also it doesn't mean that every single event, social events, I have to participate in it, and to participate in it in a way that break all my rules. Like, for example, if there is drinking, if there is happy hours and people consume alcohol, it doesn't mean I will serve alcohol or I will participate in such, you know, gathering, or there is a dancing and I dance with them and, you know, do dancing in a way that, I mean, will involve haram things like music, mixing, stuff like that, touching opposite gender and exposing your awra or anything of that nature, which is haram in Islam. So with this being said, I will say that the person has to weigh this and to see how to minimize the violations that he might need to do, and to weigh how much I can participate, how many times I can participate. It's not just a black and white. And also, maybe my type of job does not require for me to attend such gathering. So that's as a general guidelines in all social parties and gatherings. But when it comes to Christmas and New Year in particular, the New Year is much easier because, in my opinion, both, but in any case, a lot of people look at the New Year as a cultural celebration, not a religious one. You know, just a mark of a new year. Mm-hmm. Participating in it has no any religious significance. Okay? So as long as the general guidelines in Islam are followed, it's okay. But what about Christian or Christmas holiday, which is associated with a religious, which is the Christian belief? In companies in general, I would tell you my experience, I don't know about you, but my experience 99% of the time has nothing, no religious significance in it, in the workplace itself.
Except the name.
Mm-hmm. Yani, they don't gather to praise Jesus and to pray to Jesus or stuff like, unless it's a religious entity or there is a religious element to it. But it's a holiday season. It's a break. It's just a days off by in the culture here and by law. So they take it as an opportunity to celebrate. For us as Muslim, we don't celebrate Christmas. Okay? So my question will be, if at work they're doing a Christmas party, you know, if you can avoid it, I would recommend that the person do not attend. But if you are there and you know what Christmas party is, they have some donuts and some coffee and, you know, and getting together. Eating donuts is okay, you know. Even the Imam rahimahullah, the great Imam, said, enter in the souq when there is, in the old days, Imam Ahmad, Imam Malik time. They said, what if somebody will go to the market where they have a holiday celebrating and they have a market and stuff like that? Can I go? He said, yes. Because you're not going for it to celebrate it, but to eat and to take advantage of the maybe discounted things, just like that. Mm-hmm. We do that in shop. But at work, if it is just a matter of there is some donuts or some stuff like that, we're taking half a day off. Okay, we basically going to do this. At some work, sometimes they do gift, exchanging gifts. In this case, I would not participate in exchanging gift, but I will make my gift has to do with the end of the year, like the new year. And I know that because I have given this advice to people, you know, usually they don't do the Christmas gift and exchanging gift in the Christmas day because everybody's off. So they do it a week before or after. So what you can do, you can just say, you know what, my gift, and you can name it, label it, it's a new year gift. This is for the new year. And you can write that. And this is my religion. I don't participate in Christmas. I don't celebrate it. I don't exchange gift in it. But I'm happy to give gifts in. In Christmas, sometimes they give you a bonus. They give you a gift. Can I take it? Yes, you can get, take it. As long as this gift that's been given is halal. Like one brother said, my gift was liquor. I can't take that. But can I take it and sell it? No, you're not allowed to sell it. Okay, but you reject it. And the best thing to do with it is just to dump it in the... Can I carry it and go and dump it in the drain? You can. Okay. So what if I have a non-Muslim? Can I give it to a non-Muslim person? You cannot carry it to him. Let's say in the party and it says, this is your gift. It's a random gift, you know? And like, you know, that's your, said, I can't take alcohol. Somebody else said, I'll take it. Let them take it, you know? Not obligated to go destroy it. If they give you a bonus, you're allowed to take it. Somebody give you a gift, it's allowed to take it, as long as it's halal. If somebody give you a cross or something like that, this is not allowed to for you to have, or has a religious meaning or significance.
What if it's a lottery ticket?
A lottery ticket. If somebody give you a lottery ticket, that's fine. Because you're not buying it, you're not participating in it.
If somebody gave me a lottery ticket, I didn't buy it at all.
Yeah, and you got the lottery ticket, just make sure you donate to us.
Because it happens.
Yeah.
They give you these tickets.
Lottery ticket, yeah.
As hey, I'm going to give you the gift, and it's like, I rejected it. I had a situation where
I don't see a religious reason for rejecting it, personally.
Because
right now.
You did not buy it.
Because I don't buy it, yeah. So it's somebody put my name in it. It's up to, that's basically, it's... something I did not. The gambling is when you invest money for money. I didn't invest any money.
That's a good. That's a good point that we probably need to discuss further.
This will be the guidelines when it comes to things like this. And by the way, some of these gathering also, especially for some sisters or brother, sometimes it became much safer if you bring your spouse with you. You know, so you kind of. You know, help one another to remind, to hold on to your principles and to hold on to your deen. What I would say in the end of this, make sure that you hold into your deen, religion, and, you know, the etiquettes of our religion. Be proud. Explain it to them in a way. You do need to feel I'm weird or odd or anything like that. Everybody has certain religious guidance that they follow at one point.
And they have no problem sharing it.
Yeah. I just don't do that. I'm happy. I'm like, not because I don't drink or I don't exchange, it means I don't give gifts. You know what? I'll bring you gift guys in twice a year. You give me once on Christmas, I give you 2 weeks. You know, that's my gift, you know, and so on. Also, you do need to make it a battle. Like some people make these things like the end of the world. Like it is as if like the biggest things in the world. Just take it easy and lightly. Said, hey, sorry, I don't do that. There's a lot of people don't celebrate Christmas.
Yeah.
Not only Muslim. There's a lot of people just, you know, that's not my thing. But otherwise, I'm a happy person. I'm a social person. You do need this one event in the year to prove you. Also, you do need to make it a battle over, by the way, Jesus was not born in winter. And by the way, Jesus, and you go to a debate mood.
I mean, don't make it into a debate.
Yeah, debate mood. You do need that too. You know, for most people, this is just a social, happy time that they spend with family and they spend some money that they don't have. Anyway, so that's my take, Allah. I don't know what you think about it, but that's.